Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Clocked In with me, your host, Jordan Edwards. I'm thrilled to have you tune in as we dive into the dynamic world of productivity, success, and stories of incredible individuals who've mastered the art of getting things done. Whether you're commuting, hitting the gym, or just relaxing at home, this podcast is the go-to source for inspiration and actionable tips to level up your productivity game. I'm on a mission to unravel the secrets of those who seem to effortlessly manage their time and achieve their goals. So if you're ready to clock in and unlock your full potential, you're in the right place. We've got a lineup of amazing guests, industry experts, and thought leaders who will share their insights and strategies to help us crush your to-do list and make the most out of every moment. Get ready to get inspired, motivated, and equipped with the tools you need to supercharge your productivity. This is Hashtag Clocked In with Jordan Edwards. Let's dive in.
All right, we're recording. Welcome to That's Life Podcast. I have a very special guest today, Jordan Edwards. I will allow Jordan to introduce himself since there's no better person to introduce themselves than themselves.
Thanks, Jordan. I'm excited to be on the podcast today. And yeah, a little bit about myself is I'm the founder of Edwards Consulting, where we help people in different ways. And then I also host of the Clocked In podcast, which has been around for 3 years. We have over 120 episodes. We've interviewed people like the founder of Reebok, Brad Lee, David Meltzer, and it goes on and on and on. And it's a top 1% podcast, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's kind of how we originally connected. I was at RiseCon. I was sitting down and then you came up I think it was during the program, and then you were walking around and you came up to me, you're like, "Oh, I have a podcast." And I was like, "Oh, I have a podcast too." And you're like, "Hi, I'm Jordan." I was like, "Hi, I'm Jordan." I was like, "This is kind of funny." So from there, and then we kind of started talking about our podcast adventures, and like, you're deeper into your adventure with it than I am, but we still were able to kind of give each other some helpful tidbits of like what's working for us, what isn't working for us. So figured why not do an episode about podcasting, because it is definitely a trending topic. And I see memes about it all the time. Like guys, they're like, "Oh, guys just start podcasts instead of going to therapy." So I find that personally funny, but figured what we might as well get started. What got you into podcasting?
Yeah, absolutely. On the first conversation point that you brought up where we were kind of at the conference, it's funny because everyone thinks podcast, like there's no real podcast communities. There's some subs communities and we talked about that, but it's hard to get connected with different podcasters, and you can, but everyone's always looking to do this and that. And it's like, where do you really put it all together? But your question on where I got started with it, it was wild. I was doing 75 Hard with Andy Frisella, and that's a program where you don't drink, you work out twice a day for 75 days, clean eating, drink a gallon of water, read 10 personal development pages in a book, and then also take a screenshot. And me and my buddy Franz were doing this. And due to that fact, it was a Saturday, and we're like, what should we do to fill the day? So we decided to go to Naples Airport. And when we went to the airport, they had an airport show. It's a very small airport. And we're looking around at the planes and we're just kind of visualizing our life. And it's this incredible experience where you're stepping into the future. You see it, like we were trying to visualize it. We're like, let's touch it. Let's feel it. Let's see how much it is. Let's experience this. And then we go inside, and now we're inside of the airport. And I see this guy working there. And there's a Vietnam War museum. And I'm like, that's weird. What is that doing here? And I start talking to the tour guide. And he says, "Hey, you should read this article." And I start reading it. And it was about this guy who was a prisoner of war for 7 years in Vietnam. And he ended up escaping and then started his own company and a super entrepreneurial, incredible story. I was like, wow, that's incredible. And his name was Wayne Ogden Smith. And I look up at the guy and I'm like, that's an incredible story. That guy goes, "I'm Wayne Ogden Smith." I almost fell over. And I just, in that instant moment, I go, "Wayne, I have a podcast and I'd love to have you on." And I just took out my phone and I did the recording. We did it for about 15 minutes. Other people started coming, and he goes, "Come by next weekend." So we went to Naples the next weekend to his house, and we recorded in person, and it was an incredible experience. And to give you the honest truth, I did that in February. I never released any podcast until about June. So okay. that's a good 5 months. So it was an interesting experience for me, because it wasn't, hey, I need to do the podcast, I need to get these numbers up. It was more of a, is this something I'm interested in? Because I knew most people failed at 8 episodes. So I was like, I should get 8 episodes before I start doing this. How's your experience been with it?
That's super interesting. The fact, I'm going to get into my experience with it, but I got a couple questions for you. So when you initially decided you were going to just podcast then and there, were you already like flirting with the idea? And that was just like kind of what pushed you over the edge? Or were you just that like something came to you instantly and you're like, okay, I need a podcast now?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was an idea that I've wanted to do for a long time, but I always thought of it. Me and my friends would talk about it. Hey, we should do a podcast together. Hey, we should do this together, blah, 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 blah. And you're just kind of BSing with your friends. But then the real idea, and this was kind of the meat for me that came up, was I'm about to have an incredible experience with this man, Wayne, where he's going to tell me his life story. If I don't record this, it will just be a conversation I had that I individually can reference. Uh-huh. I can never share that experience with anybody else. So that was the first wake-up call for me, because I sat there and I go, wow, if I'm going to have a conversation, because how many conversations do we have that are like, wow, that was incredible. I can try to relive it myself, but I can't share that with anyone.
Yep. Yeah.
They just, other people can't experience it because you didn't get the content.
Absolutely. That's so the previous guest that I had on right before you, we had an amazing conversation, him and another person who I plan on having on. He works at Google. The other person, he lives in Lebanon and he's like a president of like some banks over there. And we were just talking about like life and the reality of it. We were at a friend's wedding, and the conversation that we had, we all left with like, that was probably one of the best conversations of just expressing how we feel about our reality. And so the previous podcast I had on, we didn't get too much into detail with that, but it's still, I get what you're saying. And the fact of like, this was an incredible conversation. I would like to share this with other people because other people would probably appreciate it and get a similar experience from this. So that's an awesome reason to start a podcast.
100%. And even if they don't, I can always reference back to it. Yeah. To that time and that memory, and I can step into that. And then it even got more, like it even hit me a little bit harder. As I started interviewing people, I started to think about it. I was like, whoa, I'm only 27. At that point, I was 24. I was like, how cool would it be to tell my kids and my grandkids, hey, this is what I was doing at 24. Check me out. And yeah, it was this bizarre concept where we're in a video age. And I mean, people have said it. If you're not online, like, are you really that? Are you really alive? Like, to the people we think that are the experts, they're only people that we know. So like, if you think commercial real estate, New York City, my buddy Jack does it, and I think very highly of him, but Ryan Serhan also does it. And people know Ryan Serhan because he has podcasts, because he's jumping around, because he's doing a press circuit, and he's more well-known. So it's this area of, you can save it forever. YouTube is not going away.
I mean, I completely agree with that. And like, thinking about the biggest podcast in the world, like Joe Rogan Experience, the fact of like, people knew who Joe Rogan was before his podcast, but nobody thought that he was like a C-list celebrity. Maybe like the dude who hosted Fear Factor is probably what he was best known for prior to his podcast. But then him just being one of the first people in the game and then doing it in the manner that he does it, like keeping it super interesting and informative and fact checking and just him, his general curiosity, which is awesome, is what made it into what it is now. So there is definitely a lot of ways you could take it. And that's kind of what you're expressing is similar to a similar feeling, not necessarily for like my, like the legacy of it to carry on, but it is ultimately the reason why I started it was for my own personal development. Like I know I'm going to grow through the podcast and the podcast is going to grow through me. And I hope other people enjoy it and I hope they like it and they hope that they're able to like glean some good information from it. But ultimately it's to like progress myself and like, whether that be I'm learning about something I don't know or talking to somebody maybe I wouldn't normally talk to, or just being able to like pick a topic that I'm somewhat aware of, but then also doing a deep dive into that topic. So by the time I'm hopping on here to talk about it, I'm a little bit more knowledgeable and I'm not just pulling facts out of my ass. But
absolutely. You're spot on, because what many people don't realize is, and you probably are starting to experience this, where people go, so how are you monetizing this? Are you making money doing the podcast? Like, where's the money come from? Are you really going to spend money on these mics, on the streaming, on this, on that? People have no idea what the podcast really is. To me, it's really a relationship builder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a forced relationship builder.
Yeah.
Think about what you're doing now. You have your business, right?
Yep.
And are you really going to have conversations about the banking system? Are you really going to have conversations about podcasts? Are you really going to have conversations in these wide-ranging subjects? Maybe, maybe not.
Super rare if it happens.
It's exactly.
Probably one in 50 customers maybe that actually you get into some sort of like meaningful conversation with.
Exactly. But since you're the host, it doesn't matter. Because the host, you just ask the questions, which is the best part. And no one realizes that the host has all the power, because the host is the one who leads the conversation in whatever direction you want. So in the beginning, Jordan introduced me and then I asked him a question, but he's like, no, we're going to finish discussing your story first, because Jordan's the host. So he can drive the conversation any way he wants. So I would say, if you're a curious person, you need to start a podcast, because it allows you to dive deep on subjects where you don't have to be an expert. You can learn, and you're not coming out here being an expert, but it's you grabbing content and helping people share their message. It's so versatile.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to bring Joe Rogan back into the equation, but like listening to his podcasts over the years, people now I think give him a lot of credit and like will say that he's an intelligent person, but from I don't know him from Adam, so like this is just me making some observations from my own perspective, so take it for what you will. But it seems to be like he probably has gained a wealth of knowledge from podcasting, having people in, where him doing his own research and then having these experts in whatever field to be able to learn about it. And granted, I would enjoy if I got to the same fame and fortune that he's at with it, but it still shows you what, like, just being in the, like, we're not in the, at the same category as he is with the success, but it's still the same premise of you're going to interview somebody and talk about a topic and you're going to become more educated. You're going to be curious. So generally it does just help with your overall progression of as a person to deep dive into topics or hear other people's stories. And even if you're not necessarily like talking to somebody about a specialty topic and they're just telling their life story, a lot of people have really inspiring life stories and have overcome a lot to get to places where they're at, where authors or just had some tumultuous childhood and then they decide they put themselves through school or started a business and then they're helping other people and like just did a complete turnaround of their life. And I think that like even those stories are super important, because there's a lot of people out there that I know myself, it like seeing other people playing like a role and like knowing that they came from a similar place and they're really successful, it makes it tangible. Like that's where one of the big takeaways I had from RiseCon is like watching YouTube videos with motivational speakers is great. It's like awesome, like sure, but you're just this dude on my phone or on my TV. But hearing their life story or hearing whatever their message is in person and actually being in the same room with them, it was more meaningful and I was able to relate to it better than just like, sure, motivational videos are great and I will watch them from time to time and like participate with them and see, try to use them in my life. But it was not, it's not the same as doing it in real life.
100%. And the other thing you mentioned there is we have guests. And when you said you brought something up about Joe Rogan learning from that, and now he's an intellectual myth. Like the thing is that there's Lewis Howe too. He did, his is called The School of Greatness.
Yep.
It's this idea that you're learning from all the guests and it's this continued learning. So it's a very, I mean, there's different types of podcasts. There's obviously the interview format where you're learning, or there's the lecturing podcast that some people do when they are very knowledgeable or maybe an expert in a field. There's different types of podcasts, but I think we're talking from the guest perspective here. We're having different guests on. And it is so powerful because, yes, you learn their story. Yes, it's tangible. Yes. And what do you know? These people are now part of your network.
Mm-hmm. Like,
the founder of Reebok is part of my network, Joseph Foster. He came on the podcast, and then I saw he was in town. He was around the Tampa area. And I was like, we should grab lunch. So me, my girlfriend, him and his wife, we all grabbed lunch together because it's tangible. You're really meeting these people, and you're meeting them in an area where it's very light, because the thing that people don't realize is that when someone goes on a podcast, big or small, it's irrelevant. Because they get to talk the entire time, most of the time. And when you do that and you're asking questions, there's very few times where you feel like you're truly listened to. And when you're a really good host, the guests will feel truly listened to because you're asking these deep questions.
Absolutely. Definitely. That makes a lot of sense. And I know from my own personal experience, before I ever had a podcast, I was on a podcast, and exactly what you're describing was like the case. And it doesn't matter how big or small it is. Just like, it felt like a privilege for me to be like, somebody asked me to be on their podcast to talk. Like, that sounds great. Like, sign me up. And it was a ton of fun. And then that was somewhat of a idea to start podcasting. After once again, seeing somebody in person doing it that I know tangibly, and they're like, yeah, this is my setup. This is how I do it. This is what I use to get it out to the masses. And I'm like, oh, like this is sick, but I could definitely like get my own version of this and progress along with it. So it is very, there's a lot of utility from having a podcast for sure.
100%. And people overthink this every day of the week. They don't realize that they're on a Zoom call like at least an hour a day when they're talking to different people, and like they might do it for work and they might do it for different. I use Zoom. Like, we're on StreamYard. It's another software, but it's all the same stuff. Like, it's all the same stuff, and it's so easy. Like, we already use it. Just click record. And the majority, like Jordan, host Jordan has got a very nice mic. He's got a cool setup, but like, it's not necessary. Like, you can do that and it will probably sound a little bit better, but like Jordan, I was telling you before, I started this podcast when COVID was going on.
And
as COVID was happening, this is February 2020. I might've left out that detail. February 2020, COVID hits in March. I'm sitting there. I did a few in-persons with some buddies of mine. And then I started to realize, a realization I had is, wow, this is cool. Let me also think about this. I like to network. Networking is getting to know other people, hearing their stories, blah, 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 blah. Now, if I network with people, how am I going to do that? You can reach out to people on Instagram. You can reach out to people on, send them emails. You can do anything and everything. A lot of people are a lot more accessible than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started reaching out to people who I never thought I could get in touch with, like Ron Jaworski, the
Jaws.
Jaws. He was one of my first few guests. And dude, everyone goes, whoa, Jordan, how'd you do that? Seems legit. Podcast seems legit. And I'm like, dude, it was legit beforehand, but you just didn't think it was legit. You know what I mean? But it's these things of like, and then you start to see how Jaws runs his whole program where you're talking to his assistant, coffee, and it's incredible because you get the inside look and you get to have these conversations with these people and you can go back to them like, oh, I have another business. What do you think about this? Is this something you might be interested in? And maybe it's yes, maybe it's no, but at least it's another lead. It's another person to speak with because you already have that built-in connection with them. So majority of the time, I'll have a podcast, let them talk for 30, 45 minutes, ask them about their story. Rapport is very strong at the end of a podcast. People really feel connected because it's a deep experience. And if you ask them for a favor, like anything, whatever it is, like, hey, can you introduce me to this guy? Or, hey, can we maybe do business here? Whatever it is, they're more likely to be like, oh yeah, let's make it happen. Let's set up a meeting. Let me know what you do, because you've already built it, you already gave first. Like, you're giving to somebody by letting them come on a podcast. It's a gift. And once you realize that you can give that gift and it doesn't cost that much money, it's an incredible thing.
Absolutely. And especially when the content that you're putting out is generally has an informative, like positive undertone or message to it, then it's like, yeah, you're going to listen to this and you're going to learn something. And then me as the host, or you as the host, like, you already taught me something. I didn't know that the majority of people fail within their first 8 podcasts. Like, I had no clue with that.
It's an incredible stat. Like, if you look up, I think they talked about it, it's like 90% fail in the first 8, and then another 90%, like a 90%, like only the 10%, another 90% fail by the 20th episode. So if you get to the 21st episode, you are like top percent. And that's just because consistency is difficult. Like, it's not that difficult, but it is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Like, I've had lapses of the podcast, but I try to put it out once a week, because if I don't put it out once a week, I feel like I can explain about that a little bit further, but there was a regimen how I got into the once a week system, because I ended up having a guy do clips probably 6 months ago. So I had to provide him clips. So if I didn't provide him a podcast, we didn't have anything to publish. So that forced me. It was like a forced accountability. But since then, I've been on the consistency. So like, if I don't have a podcast, I'll just record one myself about some ideas I'm having. Like, the most recent one I've been thinking about is a lot about presence. And I think that's one reason that people really like podcasts, is because they're able to be present and we're not constantly on our phones. Because the other thing I like about the podcast is it's the depth of conversation. So Jordan, you were saying that if you do it in your business, it's 1 in 50 people you might have a deep conversation with. If you have a podcast, it's automatic.
Yeah,
automatic deep conversation. How cool is that?
It's amazing. It's great. That's also that. I'm glad you brought up that topic of presence and like mindfulness. That's really cool that your head is there. Did you create a podcast on that yet, or are you going to?
So I did one last week.
Okay,
that's going to release this week. It's on. So basically, I ended up having a guest that was supposed to be on Friday. He canceled, and I'm like, ah, God, I gotta come up with a podcast. So then over the weekend, I had a coach that I met with, and not over the weekend, but on like Thursday, Friday, and he brought up this idea of presence. Said that we're all missing presence. And I go, what does that even mean? Like, you're crazy, man. I have no idea what you're talking about. And he goes, Jordan, when you go to the dinner table, do you have your phone? I go, yes. And he's like, are you on your phone sometimes while you're eating dinner and having a conversation? And he goes, yes. And he goes, that causes stress. If you're not fully present with people, if you're not fully listening, it causes stress for people. And that's why a lot of us will sit there And maybe, I mean, I love the fact that we're here at 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night. Like, it's a crazy concept because most people are like, I'm done work and I'm not doing that. But the fact that we're doing this gives us presence. But if we're watching TV and playing TikTok at the same time.
Absolutely.
And you're trying to talk to your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, dude, your ability to concentrate on one thing, we didn't suddenly get better at multitasking. We're still bad at it. Like, no matter how, we can only capture one thought at a time. So when we're jumping from thought to thought to thought, it stresses us out. So that's why if we're able to be super present, it makes a huge difference. And actually, I was talking with my group, with Edwards Consulting. We have a group where we meet and we talk about different concepts, but it's this idea that the two biggest fears are the fear of failure and the fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that if you are present, those are eliminated. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of profound. Because I sat there and I thought about it myself. I go, I think that's kind of true. And then I asked the group, I'm like, what do you think? And some of the people were like, yes. Some are like, I don't know, maybe. Now, Jordan, I'll ask you, do you think that's true that when you're more present, the fear of failure and the fear of rejection don't go away, but they're not as strong because you're in the moment, you're ready to capture, you're not overthinking. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Presence and mindfulness has been probably a active part of my life for years now. And I'm not perfect at all with it. But I really try to come back to that, especially in the moments you're describing where you're stressed out about something or fear of maybe I submit a bid and I'm fearful that they're going to either pass on it, or I'm fearful like, man, if I don't have enough money coming in this month, like, what am I going to do? But being present in the moment, you realize that that isn't actually happening right now. Like right now I'm on a podcast with you. So what benefit does that thought play in my current experience? And there's little to none. It's like, and then also the stress factor of that, like, God forbid either one of those things happen, I don't get the bid, or I'm like, how could I stay open? I'm not earning any money. The inconvenience of that isn't, it's like we're creating our own suffering, because like actually like being like, all right, well, I didn't get the bid is like, I read that in an email and it's what takes me, 3 seconds to read it, 5 seconds to read it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I got to go back to doing what I'm doing and be present in this. Or like the fear of the business failing or whatever. It's not good. There's so many things that have to happen for it to fail. And then even if it was to fail, it's once again, it's like not this long drug out thing. It's going to be like, it fails, that's it. And you move on, you go to the next thing. It's like, we create our own suffering in our heads by living in the past or like projecting into the future with all these what ifs. So it definitely 100% dissipates all of the stress and anxiety if you're fully like submersed in your present environment.
Yeah, I love that. And you brought up an interesting point regarding feeling it in our brain. So the funny thing is with this podcast, I was supposed to record it on Friday because I had the podcast slot from 2 to 3 and I was going to record it then. Stuff came up, so I didn't record it and I just kept pushing this off. So I'm like, Saturday morning, I'll record it. Then I'm like, Sunday morning, I'll record it. And it just, things kept coming up, and it's not a good or bad thing, but it was weighing on me. And then my girlfriend just goes, Jordan, it's time. Do the podcast. And I just went into this room and we're literally at her sister's house and we literally closed the door and I just start talking. And I'm like, Jordan, you got to get in the zone. You got to do something. Cause I have these topics, but at the same time, it's just, we just start communicating. Like, let's just start talking. Let's start flowing these ideas, because that idea of presence, we don't feel it often. It only happens in some situations. Like for me, podcasts do it. Coaching group does it. Scuba diving does it. Because I don't have my phone. Like, it's this idea that I don't have my phone. When I go on a walk and I leave my phone at home, that's a good one. When I'm running, that's a good one. But it is difficult to really be truly present, because we're constantly thinking about different things. And mm-hmm. it's how do we just get here in the moment? And it was amazing. The guy who was coaching me, he goes, Jordan, what are you doing? Because we're on a Zoom call. And he would say these incredible things, and I would take notes. And I'm like, oh, I'm taking notes. And he's like, that's cute, but stop. I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, Jordan, be in the moment with me. Be with me. Like, feel this. Feel what we're doing right now. And it blew my mind. I was like, that's amazing. That's amazing. Because you'll see it, like, throughout this week, that the more you go around, the more people that are just not present. They're just not there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the best gift you could give yourself and others is presence. And I'm glad that you shared some of the things that help you feel present. Is it cool if I share with you something that has really helped me over the years?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that's really helped me with presence is breath. Because it's like we're always breathing, no matter, even if we're being present, we have to breathe. So granted, if you're trying to multitask or do something, but say there's a potentially stressful moment, or you're in the middle of doing something and you realize, like, oh wow, I'm not really being present. Like, come back to your breath, like just controlled breathing, like in through your nose, you count to four, exhale, count to four, do that for like 5 to 10 breaths in a row. And then just kind of like, it helps you settle into the moment and your presence. It really brings you back to yourself. That's one of the things that I try to do. And I do on a daily basis, at either if I catch myself not being present, or I'm feeling some type of stress or anxiety. And usually in the morning, I'll make it a point to kind of just get outside and like take breath to do that, and like start my day in a present state of mind.
That's incredible. I love that.
Breath is so important, man. It's not talked about enough.
Definitely. And that's a different space. Because mine was the result. It was mm-hmm. like, hey, I get presence from this activity. You're like, here's a way to get presence without doing anything. Like, just being you.
Yeah.
How do we be you and be present? I love that. And back to our overarching topic, dude. This is podcast. Like, this is the coolest part about podcasting, is that we can dive deep on these different conversations, and people can learn and they can see things in different ways, because we are showing them a new perspective. And I think that's one of the biggest things that at least I'm looking for. I'm seeking this idea of trying to get a holistic perspective. So as I interview people, like, I interviewed a guy from the UK yesterday. That's a new perspective. He opened mm-hmm. up 70 bars at 25, was broke by 27. Imagine that experience. The 2008 crash crushed him. Uh-huh. And he goes, instead of taking loans, I'm going to start giving loans. So now he's been a lender, and he's lent over £500 million since he started. But it's this incredible experience of hearing the comeback. And here, am I ever going to meet this guy from the UK prior to this? Odds are not likely.
Yeah. Like,
and it's just, you get to hear these amazing stories and have people reach out to you and tell you, hey, I'd love to be on the podcast. I'd love to share this. I'd love to talk to you here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've done this yet, Jordan, but I've actually, with some of my friends, I'll do one-off podcasts, not even post them, but just to capture the conversation between ourselves.
I have done them with friends, but I haven't done it. I've done it with the intention to like put it out, but still it's like one that comes to mind specifically is my boy Tone. Shout out Tone, if you're listening. We've always had a really good dialogue between each other about politics. And I'm like, the world needs to hear us just talk about politics, because you have a really good perspective on it and are like open to discussing it, which is like could be a taboo topic for some people. So, but we had the full out intentions of just like, this is going to be it for everybody to listen to. But that is a really good idea, just to maybe a friend that you're close with and haven't talked to super in depth recently, just be like, hey, well, we could hop on the podcast, we could record it, see how it comes. Minimally, let's just shoot the shit and see how it comes out. And this is just for us. I can send you a copy, I guess. That's a really great idea.
100%. And then we went even deeper where we actually talked about what we thought our lives would be in 5 years.
Okay.
So we never shared it because of that. Because it's like, hey, in 5 years, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. But we had that experience together and we still have the footage, but we never shared it.
Okay. How many years ago was that now?
Probably 6 months ago.
Okay.
I remember it was around Thanksgiving of last year.
Okay.
Then the other interesting one was I did a podcast with my grandma.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's 91 years old because, you just don't even think about these things. You realize that people pass away instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And you need to have – it was a baffling experience for me because I realized quickly that this is important. But even think about the memories that you have, right, of your grandparents. And it's like some of them are passed away. Some of them are here. Who knows? I don't know. But all I'm saying is if to anyone in the audience, you don't have to have a podcast to do this. You can literally get on a Zoom call and just set up a Zoom call on your phone and record a conversation with you and your mom or your grandma or your grandpa, because life is very precious and we don't capture enough time with them. And if you could sit there and go through the stories they share, I think it's an activity everybody should do.
Definitely. That's amazing. That's a really good suggestion that to do that. If you have grandparents that are still alive, unfortunately, all of mine are deceased. My last two grandparents both passed away last year, but they live well into their 90s. So rest their souls, but that's just a good idea. Cause thinking back, like I could think of my grandfather telling me his World War II stories. Cause he was pretty sharp up until the last couple of years of his life. And I spent a lot of time with him, but it's still very fuzzy. Like I remember the gist of the story and like stuff that went down and like him just expressing everything, but I don't remember the details or like the dates of anything. And just I do find all of that information very interesting. And I wish that I did have that, like maybe a little bit, a stronger memory of it where I could look up details and dates and like go on Google and be like, all right, well, he said he was stationed here. Let me see, like just look up about the fort that he was stationed at, if it's even still around or like what they did, and just get kind of even do a deeper dive. But I don't have that luxury because I don't have the memory of all the details of his story. So that's a great idea to just.
Yeah. But Jordan, first off, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. And then secondly, Jordan, you could do it with your parents. The point is that you can record a conversation with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that it's a deep, deep connection that you guys share and you have this forever, because there's only so many conversations that you and your buddies have and they're never recorded. So I started recording my group calls too. Because I was like, this is a really cool deep conversation. I don't chop them up. I don't share them. I don't do anything with them. I share them with the group. Mm-hmm. So that the group can see the progress that they're making. But I'd highly recommend that the next time you're with anyone that you're like, wow, like we, because if you think about it, if you saw that chart, it says how you're going to hang out with your significant other a lot, but you don't hang out with like your high school friends, your college friends. Like some of these people you probably haven't seen in years. And it's like, dude, if we could do a podcast, like think about how cool that would be. You and your like five high school friends do a podcast about what high school was like and you just keep it. You could share it. You could do whatever you want. But at the same time, it's just an incredible memory. And it's like, hey guys, just on a Wednesday night, like everyone hop on the Zoom link. It's not a big deal. I'm just going to click record and we'll chop it up and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, this actually, the last day of RiseCon, it hit me that it's been 15 years that I graduated high school. I'm like, holy shit, I've been out of high school for 15 years. Like I could have went through school all over again and graduated. But that's a really good idea. I mean, you have me thinking now. I don't even know if I talked to five people I went to high school with. I think I talked to probably like three maybe, but
But my point is, it's bigger than that. It's not just that. It's anything. You know what I mean? You could do these with anybody. Like, I had a buddy who's in Thailand right now, and he goes, or actually, I'll give you a better one. We hiked the Inca Trail. And this is, I'm just sharing this because, like, you can use this podcast feature whenever you want. We all have cell phones, and they all have a record feature. Mm-hmm. So we're hiking the Inca Trail, and our tour guide, Teddy, was, like, the man. He was from Peru. He owned a pizza shop, really nice guy. We're hiking for 4 days. And on the end of the fourth day, you see Machu Picchu. Like, the start of the fourth day, you see Machu Picchu. Haven't showered. It's 24 kilometers. You're moving. It's like 11,000 elevation. Like, it's a hard hike. However, the last night I told Teddy, I'm like, Teddy, let's go in a tent and we'll record a conversation with us. Because I was like, Teddy, I love your energy. I don't know if we're going to cross paths again. So let's capture this with the podcast, man. Let's capture this. And it's basically capturing a moment. And some people are like, I like taking photos, I like doing this, but you're capturing that moment. And then we shared his podcast. And it's just, I can always go back to that moment where we're in the tent, we're there, we're struggling. You can step back into there. And I'm at the point where I've been doing this for 3 years. So I don't really step back into the podcast yet. But I know this is something where I'm going to be very grateful that I made the commitment to keep doing this and keep doing these, because I'll look back on the conversations and go, oh, wasn't that one incredible? Like, that one was so cool. That was such an amazing time where we talked about these topics and it was interesting. And it was just something that will bring you joy, because I read this book and the guy talks about this idea of a memory dividend. He used it with travel, like where you travel and you say, hey, Jordan, like, have you been to Tampa? Yeah, I've been to Tampa. We both share that memory dividend. Mm-hmm. Podcasts are the same way. I've never actually talked about it, but podcasts are the same way, where you can reference back to that podcast you did together. And that's a memory dividend. Mm-hmm. Like, I use that when I want to reconnect with people. I go, hey, man, like, we did the podcast. You want to do another one? Or can we talk together? Like, what do you need me to do to, like, where we can grab lunch? I just want to reconnect with you. It's a memory dividend, because it's a good experience that they had.
That makes a lot of sense. I was going to ask you, out of your 120 podcasts, how many repeat guests have you had?
I've probably had like five. I would say five are repeats, because what ended up happening is they become more of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would give a different perspective, or it was they were bringing out a new book, or it was whatever it is. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, for sure. Because when you look at the bigger guys, like, they all do podcast circuits.
Yeah.
They're like, someone will release a book and then they'll circuit to the five different podcasts they want to go on. And if it's a great guest, they'll be like, this is your fifth time being on. This is your third time being on, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for them to share an experience and a conversation. So I do it when sometimes it's strategic, and then sometimes it's just for me to reconnect, or sometimes they want to share something, or we can talk about a different perspective.
Yeah. I mean, I really like what you're bringing up about how you use the podcast as a time capsule, essentially, which is a beautiful thing. And then the other thing that I personally like about podcasting, kind of what you were just describing, is you get to bring somebody on to plug their content, which, to me, like, I enjoy helping other people wherever they're at, or at least trying to. If somebody has a good offering and it's helpful to others, it's not me the one offering it. Allow them to explain what their offering is or how they're conducting themselves in their life, and then at least supply information about how they could potentially, their offering might be right for them. And then they could do a deep dive into them and buy their book or listen to their podcast or whatever the case is, or take a class that they're offering, or give back to a charity they're affiliated with. Like, it just is a really good platform to help boost other people up as well, wherever they're at in their journey.
Yeah, Jordan, it's leading with giving.
Yep.
And when you think about most sales pitches, people will lead they don't lead with giving. They're just trying to take. It's like, knock, knock. Can I sell you this? Like, that's what we do. That's inherently what we do. Like, most people try to do that. So they're kind of thrown off when you give them something. And then it's like at the end, hey, can we just get an opportunity to discuss this? Is this something you might be open to? And that's all it is, because if you could find a business to put on the back of a podcast, because we didn't even talk about this. A lot of podcasts are just business drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They drive because people will just interview clients, make them feel special. And then it's like, hey, can we do this? Like, whatever it is. A lot of people do it. And the biggest thing that I found, because as we're talking about this episode regarding podcasts, is a majority of businesses are missing out on this opportunity, because we'll do this podcast. Like, we'll get a decent amount of content, but you can clip this up in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can clip this up and then you can put this on every single platform you want to, and it's completely free. And there's amazing softwares out there now that can do it. You can outsource VA. You can do 100 different things. And it makes a massive difference, because otherwise it's hard to get your name out there. It's hard to share your marketing. But this is such a great way to do it.
Absolutely. It's a great way to do it, specifically when you're consistent about doing it too. If you're not, that goes for everything. It's like, you need to just be consistent at it and work long enough. And before it, like, either you're going to work yourself, outwork everybody doing it, or you're going to work enough to the point where you catch that break where somebody discovers it or it does something where it creates a whole nother series of challenges and elevation that you need to take up the podcast to, or whatever else it is that you're doing in your life.
Absolutely. And I think the thing I always found interesting about podcasts is the compounding effect. So as you go and you go on this mission, you're like, okay, I've done one episode, I've done 10 episodes, and they're just conversations. Mm-hmm. They're nothing special. It's just interviewing people and getting to have a shared experience and people sharing their story, and it's interesting. But as you get further along, then it's an expertise marker. It's like, wow, he's done this many episodes. Wow, they've done this many episodes. And you look at Rogan and it's like 1,700.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes, but that's a lot of reps. And the cool thing is that when you do that, you build consistency. And now, okay, I want to learn about the That's Life podcast. First, I meet Jordan. I think Jordan's awesome. And what is he up to? He sends me the link to the That's Life podcast. And I go, and dude, there's not one episode. There's 30. There's 40. There's 100. And there's just an archive of like what you've accomplished by having these conversations. And now, on a weird level, I know Jordan a lot better. Because exactly. we all do this thing with Joe Rogan. I've never met Joe Rogan. I don't think you've met Joe Rogan. We're talking about a man that we've never met.
He doesn't even know we exist.
Like, that's a crazy concept. So once we realize that we talk about people that we don't even know,
mm-hmm.
What is your fear? What is holding you back from starting your podcast? There shouldn't be anything. You should just get started. Pick a topic. Have a conversation. See what happens. You might even enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think with like what the name of your podcast is, there's a lot of different ways you could go with yours. There's maybe a general underlying theme, kind of the same with like That's Life. Like, that's a big umbrella. You could fit a lot of different topics in there. Even if you wanted to go into, like me personally, I have done like some mini series into stuff where maybe 3 episodes in a row or 4 episodes in a row are going to be about a similar topic or a book or something that's all correlated with one another. But that's the beauty of a podcast. It's supposed to shape with you, and you're being the host. Like, you could develop it however you want to develop it and mold it into whatever you want to mold it. If you're doing something that isn't working, stop doing it. Do something else. Go ahead.
Yeah. And like mine is hashtag clocked in with Jordan Edwards, because I started going to the gym and I was like, yo, I'm clocking in. And whenever people are on the podcast, they're clocking in, they're in the zone. They're in that presence. And I think it's so important, because the other thing you realize too is that you can be everywhere at once. So we're having this conversation, right? we're going to record it. We're going to put it up. It's going to be shared, blah, 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 blah. Now there's going to be people who are going to spend time listening to this.
Mm.
And they're going to get to know both Jordan and Jordan. They're going to get to know both of us, which is cool because now I don't have to have a conversation. You don't have to have a conversation. They know who you are, or they at least know a little bit about you, and they can take a little bit away. And that is a very powerful tool.
Absolutely. I've greatly appreciated that through my podcast journey, whether it be like, cause I've done a good amount of them with my partner, Allison. And so like my friends have gotten to know her through that, maybe that with conversations that they just never heard her speak, but like we'll have in our relationship, but wouldn't necessarily have in front of like other friends. Not that they're like any sort of like crazy intimacy, but just like a level of understanding of like her journey, her path. And like the same for me, anybody she knows that's like listened to my podcast, like maybe they know who I am or have like met me once or twice. But if you listen to all 30 episodes, you're probably going to have a lot better idea of a person of who I am rather than you could put like an idea behind it aside from just being like, yeah, I know who he is. It definitely allows people to get to know you on a more intimate level without actually meeting you, which I personally like, because I think that anything that I have to say usually on the podcast is positive or funny at least. So
that's another major benefit. The fact that I started the podcast, and I think you did in a similar nature when we talked about it last, is because there's so much negativity out there. Mm-hmm. So this is something positive that we can leave for a lot of people. And before we finish up, what's it like doing the podcast with your significant other? Because I've thought about that concept before, and I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. People do it as like a cool date night activity, actually.
I thoroughly enjoy it because a lot of the times it's one of those things where we'll be like, we should do a podcast. And it's like, what do you want to do it about? And we'll kind of just like list off topics, and then it'll be like, okay, that one sounds good. And then we'll usually like investigate it a little bit. Or if it's something that maybe is just a personal experience and doesn't need investigation, and we just want to kind of talk about that, then we'll still have a good 30-minute hour conversation about it. And it just allows us to kind of connect on something positive together and create it, like co-create it. And I thoroughly enjoy it. It's definitely been, it was super motivating in the beginning, definitely, because I was somewhat fearful to do it on my own. I was like, no, I need a co-host. I need to do this on my own. So like having her there, because we generally have really great conversations. So just being able to kind of converse openly on a podcast forum and just like actually constructively use this for the benefit of ourselves and others, it's been really fun. I thoroughly enjoy it. And if you haven't done one yet with your girlfriend, you should definitely try it out.
And isn't that an interesting too, is that when you frame it, it's like, wow, we had a cool conversation there. Because mm-hmm. you might sit on the couch, because as you were saying that, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, when's the last good conversation me and Madison had? And I was like, I mean, you have good conversations each day, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know, because there wasn't a framework behind it. There wasn't a recording behind it. There wasn't this moment. Like, you might think, oh, last Thursday we had a good conversation, or yesterday we had a good conversation. But it's like, what was it about? I don't know. It was good. I don't know. So it's that idea of recording it and capturing it and hearing that story. I think that's super beneficial.
It is beneficial. And then the other thing too with it is she's really, she like how I might be direct and to the point, she knows how to tell a story that captivates and also be able to tell it in a way more extensive manner. So I could tell the same story she's going to tell. I'm going to tell it in a minute. She's going to tell it in 10 minutes, but keep you captivated the whole time. And I look at that as a skill, because I'm not personally that way. But the way that she's able to express herself through that, it allows me to be present and just like, no, okay, I don't have to necessarily guide this right now. I know that she's going to talk for the next 5 minutes about whatever this topic is. And I could just kind of sink in, pay attention, come up with questions to ask after the fact. And then also, we have done a couple of interviews together where we've been on, interviewed other people, and obviously we're two different people, so we're going to have different sets of questions, and therefore the conversation might go in a manner that wouldn't necessarily go with me, but it's great because then it makes double the opportunities for different questions that could take place or happen, or different ways that the conversation might go or go back and forth. So it's, I think very highly of doing it with her. It's been nothing but fun. And it's also honestly, like, me starting the business and being where I'm at now happened because of the podcast. So when we started the podcast, we started it last December. Through December through like February, I think we did like 6 episodes. And then I ended up, once I got laid off from my last solar job in March, I was like, we're going to do a podcast every day for like till the end of the month. And then that literally, like, just the creativity of doing that together really got like our creative juices flowing. And like, we started applying ourselves in other areas of life. So like, it's been really cool to have it together and do it together.
Yeah. I appreciate the vulnerability of like sharing that story and how that experience happened, because doing something, that's the other thing that I can almost guarantee that a lot of people have regret. So that's one of the biggest things that people have. And it's usually, it can be a financial regret, it can be a fitness regret, it can be whatever regret, that you didn't go out and try it. This is something that I hope no one has as a regret, because it is such a simple activity.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there is that friction of, how do we do it? Like, even when I try to do them on my own, I'm like, it takes a day. Like, I don't know. Like, and it's just turning on that camera and starting, because we need to make the most of it. People need to hear your voice. People need to know what's going on, because you don't know whose life you're going to impact. You don't know whose life you're going to change. And I've had people who reached out who go, I'm a silent follower. I appreciate what you do. Keep it up. And it makes a world of difference, because you have mm-hmm. no idea, because you could post for 6 months in a row and be like, I'm not moving the needle. I'm not moving anything. And then you find out that one person's like, yeah, your podcast, like, it really changed my perspective and it really helped me, like, keep going.
Uh-huh.
And that little thing, you have to believe that that's happening, because it's the biggest thing there is.
Absolutely. That's ultimately the belief in yourself that it's happening, and then eventually you will encounter those people. And to me, even if it's just one person, like, that's still a difference, because of the butterfly effect. Like, me making one positive impact on that person, now they're not going to go yell at their kid, or they're going to apply themselves better at work, and then they're going to also get a raise because of that. And now that they got that raise, they're going to be able to go on a vacation that they wanted and experience a new culture that they maybe normally wouldn't have thought that they could experience. Just like the whole compounding effect of just one positive action towards somebody. But I think, to wrap it up, I have a question for you, because we're both under the same in agreement with that everybody should start a podcast, but like you said, it could be a little bit overwhelming if you're starting. So what are some tips, maybe some, like, how to just get started doing it?
Yeah. So I would do super simple. So there's a lot of people who it's a building process. So like, even for myself, I got a Zoom account. Cool. $15 a month. Like, that is all it takes. I think you need that. And then I use a hosting platform, which I use Buzzsprout. Everyone uses different stuff. So that one, you literally upload the audio file, it instantly goes up. And they have a music editor. They even have a co-host feature, which is an AI who will write your description for you. It's incredible. And that's all you need. Like, mm-hmm. those are the two things you need. People think they have to do clips. People think they have to do all of this other. They have to post on 10 different platforms. You don't have to do anything. So the first step I would recommend is do 8 episodes. Record 8 episodes. I would not share those 8 episodes. I would keep them, and then I would set them up so that you have a 2-month head start, because you'll post one a week,
yeah.
and that will give you 2 months. Then you can start reaching out to other people so that you can continue on. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's all good. If you do like it, keep going. But it's such a low barrier to entry. We will go out to dinner and spend $800. This is literally so cheap, and I think it can drastically change your life, have it change both of ours.
Yeah.
But I'd highly recommend this.
Absolutely. And even like what we're on now on StreamYard, I don't pay for it. It's absolutely free. It gives me up to, I think, 6 hours of video and 6 hours of audio that I could record at no charge.
Oh, that's incredible.
And then I just save it to my computer and then I delete it off of StreamYard, but it's forever saved on my computer and I can do whatever I want with it at that point. So that's even another, even lowers the cost of entry to do it. And you just started doing it off of your phone. You didn't have any microphones or anything.
I'm still on my phone. I literally got a microphone that I put on me one time and it sounded so muffled that I'm like, no, I'm good. Actually, I have a funny story. My parents one time for the holidays, they realized I was getting into podcasting. So they bought me this elaborate, crazy podcast thing. Because at that time in my life, I was traveling. I didn't have a house. Like, I was just living in Airbnbs for a month. And I would just go around and travel. And they gave me this whole, like, mobile studio thing. And I looked at them and I'm like, guys, I love you. We need to return this. I do not want this. I don't want this. And the reason I said that is because I realized I did this for simplicity. I did this because it's easy for me. Uh-huh. If there's a bunch of friction, if there's 1,000 steps, it's not going to work. I'm not going to want to do it. It's not fun. So that I keep it super simple, like super duper simple. It's on my cell phone right now. We are literally talking on my phone. You all have a phone. Like, this is easy. I'm telling you, it low barrier to entry. You can do it. And then the funny thing is, as you continue on, people go, oh, you really sound like you have a podcasting voice. I go, just now? Just now? Really?
I've gotten that before, too. They're like, you have a great voice for, but like, you, this is your thing. And I'm like, I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment. But
it's definitely a compliment because the thing is that they never viewed you that way. You never viewed yourself that way. So you get that compliment when you've done enough episodes and they go, oh, in my head, I think of Jordan podcaster. Good.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to be known by at the end of the day. If we're going to be known for something, it's, yeah, they had a podcast and it was super informative and it helped me start my own podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jordan, this has been incredible.
Absolutely. This was great having you on, talking about podcasting while we're podcasting. I really appreciate you coming on. And to end it, let's tell the people at home where they could find you and how they could listen to your podcast.
Yeah. So it's the hashtag Clocked In Podcast. And then it's Jordan F. Edwards on Instagram. And that's basically across all platforms. And if you want to meet with me or ever talk to me, I'll give Jordan my Calendly link and we could throw that in the show notes. And yeah, I'd love to talk to you and hear your story.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'll give you all the social links. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put all your social links. I'll put your podcast episode links on Spotify and Apple in the show notes too. So people could directly click on them wherever they prefer to listen and they could hear your episodes. But I really wanted to thank you for having you on. And this was a lot of fun and I look forward to seeing where this journey continues to take us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we're out.
Thank you for reaching the end of the podcast. For that, we'll give you a complimentary coaching session in the link below with Edwards Consulting. Hope to see you there and have a great day and keep clocking in.